Okay, can we start? Okay, I got two Yakov Lupianskis. Good. So we're holding here in the again. I'm looking from the Yakov. It's the piece that's called Yud Zayin. Dorosh of Hananya Rav Papa. So instead of saying that for tzaddikim, it's worthy of praise. Novatila means their home becomes a praise. What is that? Zedavid u'Moshe shloi sholto seneim b'maisi dehem. David and Moshe, that both of them, there was no shlita of seinim amaisi dehem. David echsiv tovu barat shoreha. As far as David goes, it says tovu barat shoreha, that the gateways of the Beis Hamikdash sank into the ground. So that means that the enemy did not conquer that. Moshe, the Amar Mai Mishenivna Mikdash Rishon Nigdas El Moyed Cross of Crush of Bichah Mudva Danov. That once they built the first Beis Hamikdash, that sank in also. Heicha Amar Rav Chista Mavim Atachas Mechilo Shel Heichel, under the caves of the Heichel. That's the Chazal over here. So it's a very, very strange conglomeration of things. It says, first of all, that there is, so the reason why this is brought in here is simple. I mean, it's the same Reb Hananya Bar Papa, like always in Chazal, where you have with the same Mandiyama repeated a bunch of times. We take a lot of memories on somebody and repeat it. That's not an issue. But let's look at the Mayim itself. First of all, it says he takes a pasuk La'Yisharim Nova Sehila for the Yisharim. They're worthy of praise, which is it's a nice statement. The way we darshan it is not going to disagree with it, because we're saying that there's a particular angle of praise from this maisa. But so why switch it? The mefarshim are a little bit bothered in the pasuk itself. There's nothing wrong. Meila, if you would say a different pshat, you would say you shouldn't praise anybody, so novasila means something else. What you're saying is their praise emanates from their homes. Instead of a person saying, it says, Ela nova tehila, zedovir u'moshe, those are dovir u'moshe, sholto seneim b'masi yedehem. That seneim were not able to show. Rashi says over here, the word shalei sholto, Mela, the Mishkan was in fact not destroyed. But Tachlis, what about the Beis Hamikdash? So Rashi says that Leisholta means that they weren't nene from them. Rashi says over here, Elanovisil al iski nova besom shebonu yaluhu. You should praise them for their homes. Shaleisholta seneim b'maisidim lios nehenimehem. That the enemy could not take it over and be nana from it. So really, what's the point of this? I understand you want to say something about that saying we're not shoylet nit, but how does that get incorporated into the Nova Tehila? It's also interesting, of all the parts of Beis Hamikdash, I mean, the everything else was destroyed, but the doors sank in. The door's a very nice thing, but one wouldn't say that's kind of the most noteworthy thing. I know, you know, today when you dedicate things, dedicating a door is one of the things people dedicate, because it's very visible. So you have put a big plaque on the door, this door dedicated by so-and-so. In Panovich, they had there was a wealthy man long time ago, Mr. Hubert, donated money and they had nothing to dedicate, so they made these gates on the bottom that covered, it was like a big mezzanine downstairs, so the gates covered every alternate pillar had a gate, and it was called Shari Usher. And the Litzan of the yeshiva said, one more gvir and they can close the yeshiva off entirely. They'll completely fence it in. So what's the svach over here? So Maral says just says a small nekuda. But so leima kimaisit tzadikim gdolim kol kach at shelo yuchlu hasoinim lishad b'masi deihem. So it's telling me the ultimate praise of a tzaddik is not praise, but that they weren't shaylet nit. I saw somebody says, somebody points out something about Moshe and David both continuing, you know, the Misa itself was Moshe Rabbeinu Leod Yishis Kvarosei, David Melech Yisro Chai V'Kayam, so there's some sort of similarity. So I want to try to explain a bit. When I achieve something, so Lamashal, let's back up a second. We spoke in Noach. It says Elu Toldos Noach, and Rashi brings Toldos Samshal Tzadikim is Mitzvah Maisim Toivim. So the Velt asks, well, it's everyone's Toldos Sam. It's just Tzadikim have a lot of them. So the Sfas Emes says that they're not really toldos to everybody else, they're maisim. The difference between a mais and a tolda is that when I do something, that's my deed. I did X, I did Y, I did Z. It has some of me in it, but I'm not totally in it. It's so if I produce something, it is of me. A child is me in a sense, it's myself. So the difference in tzaddikim and reshaim is not only how many mitzvahs you do, it's how much is the mitzvah told of the person, and how much is it just a mice of a person. That's what Sfas Emes says, and others say it. If a person makes something that is, let's say a person produces a mass-produced, he manufactures a suit. So many, many people could wear the suit. Anyone with approximately the same size is meant to be able to wear that suit. That's what a mass-produced suit is. If something is tailor-made, then by definition, it's limited to me, and if it's this phenomenal personal tailor, it won't really fit anybody because it sort of follows every single nature of my body. That's what it is. To praise somebody with things that are good and nice, that's fine. The most personal accomplishment is the home we build. In other words, everything that we do is outside. We produce, we plant, we sell. Those are all outside activities. And in the world of Maisim, they are similar. So a person does many mitzvahs, he does many tikkunim, he accomplishes many things. These are things we accomplished in the outside world, to the outside world. The bias is tailor-made to the person who's in it. In other words, a bias, a home as opposed to a house, is that it's not generic, but that it's mislabish around the couple, the people in the house. So if a person makes a bias, that is the ultimate in what I would call achieving oneself. However, the test of that is whether or not can someone take over the house. Let's give a mashal in a different area that is that I guess will bring out the point in how it comes out practically. Imagine a person says a shtickel Torah. So somebody asks a question, I give an answer, you give an answer, he gives an answer. There are two types of answers. Most answers are generic. I could say it, you could say it, he could say it. Those are all tirutzim. They are answers, and I gave a teretz, and it's a very nice teretz, and that's that. It's attributed to me, it's attribution to me, is a courtesy of sorts. It's mevigula la'olam, it's and so on. there's something else. If there are type of svara, lamashal, a person could not say a brisker, the brisker of zavart, and attribute it to somebody else, because it's very, very unique to the brisker of. It's very hard to put the Maral's words in somebody else, in somebody else's mouth, because they carry the stamp of the person. So a person who is really moile divrei Torah, a person who brings out Torah where it's coming from the panemius of the person, from the metzias of the person, is going to be a sui genre. It's going to be self. It's going to be just me, and that's it. No one else can do it. So that's true about divrei Torah. That's one of the reasons why it's Sfas of Deves Bekever. That's the lashon Sfas of Deves Bekever means when I say over somebody a shmua b'shem the Baal Halacha, then it's he is talking now, because no one else could say that teretz. There's I once heard from Adam Godel, a very, very big person, one of the big Talmidim of Chazanish. He said a chiddush la halacha. I don't know if la halacha is accepted, but it certainly is. It has a big seichel to it. He told me that you don't have to say over in somebody's name akasha or teretz that anyone could really have thought of it. In other words, it's a type of akasha and teretz which it's given in the sugya. It's something which is waiting to be asked, waiting to be answered. So the other person came up first with it. But it's not. He felt it doesn't have the chosemis of a shem amro. I don't know the halacha, lemaisa, but it's the idea of it certainly rings. It's something that requires the person's own stamp because it's him. The difference between saying a Dvar Torah, which is generic, to saying a Dvar Torah that's the person himself, like the Anon Nafshi Kasu Yahavis, is two different worlds in terms of what it's about. So the Pshat Nechazal is, we say Lecho Nova Tehila. So to say that praise as just, what is the praise accomplishing? So if the praise is accomplishing that Yesharim Nova Tehila, it says for Yesharim Tehila is very nice. What exactly are we doing with the praise? If you're sitting and honoring somebody at a dinner, just sort of make him feel good, sort of he gives more money. I'm not sure that's exactly worthy. I mean, you're not only supposed to make a shvachoid. There's no real metzias where you are praising somebody and you are doing him a favor. It's maybe nice to teach other people and to tell other people, listen, and take a look at this person's maisim, emulate these maisim, these are great. But that wouldn't be la yesharim novasila. It would be nice to praise yesharim, but not for them. So that's why I think they learned the pasuk la yesharim nova tehila, meaning their praise really comes out from the nave. Nave means a house. If the bias is unique to them, and it can't be taken over by somebody else, then that's a real shevach. And Rashi was medayek it. Rishoyim can be machriv the bias of tzaddikim. They were machriv beis hamikdash, but they cannot use it. So lamasha, sometimes a person says words that can be twisted, misused, used against him. A person, you can sometimes lift off somebody's drasha and use it for bad, because there wasn't the quality in the drasha itself. There was no stamp of it being a shayach to kedusha only. So the same words and the same idea, you can take it and make garbage out of it. But somebody that's kol kuloi, that's bemis tavua in the words that he's saying, there's no way you can take that and use it for something else. Your choice is to use it or to disregard it. But there were certain gedolim that they were able to be used by others to claim that they're on board with what they're saying, that they're similar, they mean it, this and that. There were certain people that no one ever used the Chazon Ish or the Bisker Rav to say that, you know, be'etzem he means what they mean. There was no way to take anything out of their words and misuse it. So the idea of using something that is the idea of creating something which is kol kuloi the mitzias of yasher means that it's proven by the fact that no one else can be nana from it. So Moshe Rabbeinu's mishkan was nignas. David HaMelech, I think it's a tremendous. Chazal say the gateway was tavua, was nitva, nignas. It means as follows: if I have a house, so I can destroy it from any place whatsoever. I can lob shells on it and destroy it from any angle. If I want to use somebody's house, the only way I can use it is by going through the doorway. If I break in through the roof or through the walls, I will be able to break the house, but I won't be able to use the house. Using it requires the ability to get in through the front door, and therefore the idea that that the door was inaccessible, they had no shlita over it, is especially manifests itself dafk in the doorway. That's so. I think that's the Nekudah Chazal over here. Nekudah Chazal is that the real mark of a yasher is somebody that has in himself the whole mitzias of something of himself is tavua in whatever he does. The raya that's true is that no one can take it and use it for something else. No one can misuse it. And therefore David and Moshe, both of them, their Ma'is Yadayim was something that was totally kol kuloi gonus and could not be used. Moshe Rabbeinu could not even be used by anybody else, not only Rishoy. Okay, well, that's one point. Any questions? Any points? Anything? Okay. If you want to speak, you have to unmute yourself. Not next piece. this is. Yudches, Shtikl Yudches. Ton Rabbanan.
Sorry, just
yes.
Question.
Sorry, what?
Chanoch, who was a shoemaker?
Yeah.
Chanoch, and each stitch, was that the same idea? He put himself, what got the Chazal exactly?
It says he was Meyachid it's a Medrash Talpils, which is sort of a, it's not a real Medrash, but he brings that he was Meyachid Yechudim on every stitch that he made. Every stitch that he sewed in the shoes, he was meyachid yichudim. That Chazal has many meanings. One of them is kipshutoi, that while he was working, his mind was busy and doing very big things. A deeper meaning of that is the shoe is extremely is imbued with a lot of meaning in Kabbalah. That's why chalitza is with the shoe and many other things like that. That's why you take off your shoe in Makom Kodesh. And a shoe consists of one part that's on the ground and one part that's on the person. You know, there's the top and the bottom. And, you know, being tofer, being miach tichudim, will convey in itself the sense of combining alyonim tachtonim. Those are the type of things that it means. There's a famous verse from Yisrael Salanta that he says, "Miyachid yichudim." What was miyachid yichudim? So most people who explain that medrash talpias say that, you know, even though he was sitting and stitching away in his shoe factory, he really was thinking about Kisvei Arizal and so on. Yisrael Salanta said the miyachid yichudim was that he made sure every stitch went into its right place. In other words, his zehirus in his work was miyachad yichudim. When a person is careful and does his work honestly, that's a famous word from Shlomo Salanter that said over. Okay, Yudches, Tanu Rabbanan. So, by the way, I guess a Maimon Musker, I think it's a bit of Bechaya, I think the Torah said Mincha. One of Rishayim, it's his Sorei Torah, says, how come Moshe Rabbeinu, the Mishkan, was Nignaz, and which implies at zero, Umis HaOlam couldn't be Shoilet at all or nothing, whereas the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. Why? Beis HaMikdash was much greater and bigger whatever it was, what's the difference? So he says that the Beis HaMikdash was built with the workers of Chira Melech Tzur. The Mishkan was built by Klal Yisrael. In other words, if something, what determines whether something lasts or not is who built it, who made it. And therefore, if it was made by Kedusha, physically, the people who made it was Bezalel and the Tzaddikim, that it does not become destroyed by the Goyim. The Beis HaMikdash was wonderful and was great and it had much to offer, but at the end of the day, it was made by Goyim, and therefore it didn't have the staying power that the Mishkan had. Okay, Yudches, Torah Rabbanan, Soite Nosna Einero B'Misha Eino Royalo. So a Soite became enamored of someone that wasn't for her. What she wanted wasn't given to her, and what she has, she lost. So this was true. So the seitel, the halacha is she loses, she becomes also lebal or lebayel. So she's also to both of them, and she loses everything. So the Nachash HaKadmoni, it says he was misavet chava, so he didn't get that. Mashabikesh loy, what he wanted wasn't given to him. Mashiyod not lemimeno. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu, ani amarti yemelach hakobeim vechaya. I had intended for the Nachash to be the melech of all beim sechayis. Achshav ora to mikol beim kol chayis asode. Ani amati yelch b'koyim eskufa, achshav l'koyne yelech, ani amati yemachol emachol odom, achshav v'ofe yochol. Hu oma ereg odom v'eses chava, achshav v'eivosh es b'incho, b'ne isho, b'in zaracho, b'in zaro. This is with the Nachash himself, he lost everything. It's not just that he didn't get what he tried to get, he lost everything that was his. They were jealous of something. They wanted something that wasn't rightfully theirs. Cain wanted the land, and Korach he wanted the kahuna, and so on. So, mashabik shal nitlehem, mashab yoram not limenu. That is the Maimon Chazal over here. So there's something. In other words, the Hadgosh and Chazal over here is that Masha lokhu mimenu, Masha rotzisa, Masha mevakeshe noisle, Masha biyoda not limenu. So let's see the morale who explains this. Nosna beineha pirish, kasha echad roitzi b'davar sheino shaloi, baze nira shedavak by haheda. Harei shaki kimoisha odom ay nivul manachol vayatomim kach anochesh ay orum amne kach ay anochesh b'kayim eskufa, and so on. So he brings all of these things that are different in yonim, where the nochesh himself was ki'ilu close to Adam. V'lachein heve anochesh chisorin ki anochesh hu chisorin v'heda ha'adam. Lachin heva nochesh kisson odovis misava mitzara kisson lakla pri. Then he goes into the different things. Let's talk about this thing first over here, and then we'll talk later about the other part of it. So the Morales explains here, because the reason why he loses out, he says, is because he becomes Bala Heder and so on. So so let's understand exactly what he's talking about and what he means over here. A person is created with chisronos. A person is created with things that he needs. We need air, we need water, we need food, we need shelter, we need companionship, like the rest of the Vade. Those are all things that we need. And a person is margish, is chisaron, and therefore his eye is the eye is given to him, the EYE, in order to find the things that will fill his chisaron. That is the normal mahalach of a person. So a person comes to the world with a certain level of chisaron. The Maral speaks a lot about this in the Siva Veda, about Pirsa Mazen. You know, it's Mazen is the chisaron of a person like Mazen, and that's what he gets and so on. Let's say a person develops, so a person having an appetite for food or water is absolutely necessary. The person would not, if a person would have no appetite for food and water, he would starve, he would die. Let's say a person develops in himself a craving for drugs, Rahman San, for alcohol, for women. So now the person has been able to create in himself a chisaron, and this is a chisaron that he won't be able to fill, because that it's something that is has no point of satiation, because it wasn't given in a way to satiate. So a person, let's say a person does it the way it's supposed to be done. So I have a certain need for food. I need to eat 1 pound of food a day, let's say, just pick a number, and I focus my appetite on 1 pound of food a day. So that's what I have, and that's what I live with. So I mashlim whatever my chisaron is. If I see myself as a chasa for 2 pounds of food, so I'm creating a chisaron myself, and that chisaron can be filled. I can't live with an extra pound of food a day because I will die. So but I need it. I created a chisaron, and I've made myself a bal chisaron. Certainly, so drugs and alcohol and so on. So a person can create in himself chisaron. The irony of it is that the organ that creates chisaron in a person is the same organ that's there to help you be memalit, your eyes. A person has real chisaron, which is food and drink. The eye helps them find the water, helps them find the plants, the animals to fulfill it with. And if the eye becomes just a tool in the hands of my chisaron to help it fill its chisaron and to mashlim it, everything is wonderful. But if my eye creates the chisaron, I look around and I say, hey, that guy has this. No reason why I shouldn't have it. That person has the other thing. No reason I shouldn't have it. So my eye is creating chisaron within myself. And I'm becoming a bal chisaron for something that can't be filled. Because there is no way I can become satiated with alcohol or drugs, because they don't have a point of satiation. They never were meant to be part of me. So what I'm doing is creating myself just the whole H-O-L-E without any means of fulfilling it. And I'm denying myself the fulfillment of my natural fulfillment from what should satiate me. So when a person has the ability to change the header, but when he changes it, he no longer is a marshal. A person is married, so the person's needs should be fulfilled through his wife. That's mine, and this is where my needs are met. A person who is a baltaiva, So he says to himself, it's not enough. And I want something else. So first of all, he's uprooted from himself. His nekuda, his sense of fulfillment with his wife. And he's created a need to fulfill himself with something that can't fulfill him. The bria was not made that znus with an eishes ish should fulfill you. It wasn't made that way. So I lose out. That which I have is no longer mine as a fulfillment. So Lamasha, let's say a person's natural needs would be met with X amount of money. $100,000 a year would take care of my needs. Let's say that's the amount that both is what I need to live on and both what my earning ability is. So the person's eyes, quote unquote, should be there to guide him to the type of job that will give him that parnasa, the type of work, and so on, and that should guide him. Let's say the person looks around and says, "Hey, you know, people who have this and this and this—that's the life I want. That's really what I want. That's what I need." So now, I've created myself a chisaron that the original amount of money can't possibly fulfill me. So what I have, I lost. The ability to become satisfied with X, I lost. On the other hand, I'm never going to get Y because I'm not meant to be for Y. It's not meant to be my chelik. So I end up kereach mikan v'kereach mikan. That's where this nekuda of chisaron falls into this person. So the person made himself the baal heder. I shouldn't have been. And let's look at the case of the nachash and Adam. I mean, Adam, Tzuras Adam is supposed to be as follows, that man has an incredible amount of chachma. He knows, understands everything, except for Tov and Ra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands. The knowledge of what's Tov and what's Ra is not something that belongs to me. I can't know it, knowing it in terms of, in other words, feeling it and understanding it, and therefore looking for it is going no place. So my need to fulfill myself and let's call it intellectually would be met by.
I'm sorry.
No. Okay.
My son is.
Yeah. 1 second. Come in. He wants to come in. Hi. Yes.
My mom has an emergency right now. I'ma take her for like 20 minutes and she'll be back.
Okay, sure. Right, okay, everything's
just letting you know that.
Okay. All yeah. Right. Okay, go. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Take care. Okay. I'm sorry. There's a cleaning person. He told me that some emergency, whatever. So the chisaron, the nachash. What the nachash did with the pitui was create a chisaron. I once read a fascinating anecdote vignette that there was a company, I forgot which company it was, that was looking to cut manufacturing costs, and they found an island somewhere in the Caribbean where the natives, their wages were kind of zilch, you know, very low, you know, 50 cents a day, kind of that type of thing. And they built a plant there, and it was wonderful. They produced all the stuff that they needed, and you know, for the company, they produced stuff for the company, and it was really good. Then one day he gets the owner gets an emergency call from the foreman at the factory. The workers stopped working. And he said, "Well, what's the problem? They're striking. They want to give them another 10 cents, give them 20 cents." They said, "No, they don't want to work." He said, "Why not?" He said, they say there's no reason for them to work. They've saved up enough money to buy a year's worth of whatever the island sells. So what's the point of it?" And they just stopped. And they were at wits' end. And finally, someone came up with a bright idea. He sent to all the workers a gift, a Sears catalog. For those of you who don't know what a catalog is, you'll ask your grandparents what a catalog is. Sears was the famous company. They had the biggest catalog, the most colorful one, with the most things you could buy. And they sent to them, and within a week they were back working. They finally had what they, you know, something that was chaser. The Nachash sold Adam. What was wrong with the pitui was much deeper than doing what they shouldn't do. He told them, how can Adam needs to be smart. Adam needs to be baldas, bardeya. That's what Tzuris Adam is. Well, if you don't know good and bad, then you're lacking. How can you be an Adam and not know what good and bad is and be the Pentagon's Baruch? So they created in Adam a need to be Yodea Tovara, a need that could never be met because Adam can't be the Yodea Tovara. And b'meila, they lost, they were no longer in Gan Eden mitzad their Tzuris Adam. They themselves didn't feel they have Tzuris Adam, and yet the Tzuris Adam that they fantasized couldn't become theirs. So you lose out doubly in that oifen. You don't have what is yours, because once you set your eyes on something else, this is no longer yours. You've made the hole much bigger, and you're not going to be able to satisfy the hole because it's so big. That's more or less what he means to say over here, that the person makes himself a Baal Heder. It's a fascinating Chazal. I guess we're sort of getting close to Hanukkah. It says by Alexander, who is Alexander in Chazal, is somebody who's portrayed as a person who had, he couldn't fulfill his chisaron. A famous story when he came and the women gave him loaves of bread of gold, and he said, what's this about? And they said, well, I'm sure you have plenty of bread where you are, so you must be just looking for gold. So here, eat the gold. And it says they gave him, he asked for something special. They gave him an eyeball that weighed over everything. The eyeball outweighed everything. And then when you covered it with earth, it weighed nothing. In other words, the eye creates a chisaron that nothing, an unchecked eye creates a chisaron that can never be filled. A person who's hefech hashmir zeinayim. So he walks in the street, every woman he sees he wants, so that eye is not the pshat that's going to find what he wants. It'll never stop roaming. So the person is creating himself a baal chisaron. A person who decides, you know, it says also Arkashi Shachir Enna. Once his year Enna, that person fit what he wanted. That's the eye stops looking for a woman. Then that person can be satisfied. That's the difference between the having the Nasa Enna v'Masha She'Enna Shalayin and so on. Any questions? Any points?
The Malchus Revi, it says Davak Bahema Hedder.
Yes.
Same thing.
Very much so, because Rome seemed to conquer the world just because they couldn't bear the idea that there's something outside of Rome. Didn't seem to be any reason. You know, there was some that wanted, if for instance, Yavin had a certain element of spreading a certain Hellenist culture, Weltanschauung. There were others that wanted spoils. Rome just wanted to dominate the world. And you know, it just wanted to bring everybody tachas kanfi Rome. The idea that there's something outside of them is wasn't possible. I once heard from Moshe Shapiro Zecharei Livracha, after I'd gone to Moscow the first time, so he was schmoozing, you know, he had his take on everything. He said there are three capitals in the world. Paris is the capital of Taiva. London is the capital of COVID. And Moscow is the capital of Kina. He said, it's not that they want anything, but they can't bear the thought that anyone else has something. In other words, its desire to be shalit is more because they don't want anything else to be around. It just whatever someone else has, they want. They don't have any particular nuku. Rome, the shilton of Rome was a shilton for the sake of shilton. It's hard even to express what they wanted. They just wanted. They wanted everything. Yes, and that's exactly what it was. It's called tehoim. V'choshech al pnei tehoim. Tehoim is Rome because Rome had an incredible amount of Tahom. There was just an endless amount of hole to it. Okay, good. So,
is there
reliable method to be able to differentiate between a manufactured chazon and a valid chazon?
Yeah. Did you need it before you saw it? You know, it's like, I remember in Eretz Yisrael when I came in 1970, there was no such thing as shopping. If you needed a shirt, you went to a store to buy a shirt. The idea that you would stroll around the place until something struck you as being particularly, quote unquote, needed, there was no such thing. Nobody walked in. When you walked into a store and you told them you're just looking around, the guy would just say, well, if you have nothing to do, do it someplace else. That was poor marketing. A good marketer says, if you have nothing to do, please do it here, because you'll come out with a lot of good things. But that was the sin. It wasn't, I'm going shopping. What do you mean I'm going shopping? What, tell me what you need. And you know, it's one of the reasons why people, even though you can just about order anything you need, but people still like to go shopping because they want to create a certain amount of heder in order to, you know, to fill it. It's a hamechune retail therapy. Okay. Good. Take care.
Good Shabbos.
Shabbos. Bye.
Thank you very much. Good Shabbos. Thanks.